FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bout that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon roll. Set you hallelujah.
Ooh.
Girl, set you hallelujah.
Ooh.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch.
'90s and more. 105.7
CFW.
1057 CMW 80s 90s and more. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Mike McKay here. Here we are Wednesday. It is the 26th of February. Got a little bit of light, maybe a little mist, a little drizzle, a little light rain out there in some areas. I got 36 here at my studio. Temps right around there all across the Chippewa Valley. So hopefully roads will just be wet as you take off this morning. But if you drop down a couple of degrees from that, you know, you never know. You might hit a little slippery spot, so do keep that in mind. Otherwise, roads mostly wet, and it looks like we're going to go back into the 40s once again as the meltdown continues. Keep it right here. We'll give you more details on the forecast as the morning starts to unfold. I got a lot of interesting things to share with you this morning. Also, of course, great music to get you on your way, and in just a few minutes, going to get started with our feel-good story of the day. I like to start things out with a positive story for you to get you on your way. Right here, as we get up and at it together on this Wednesday. Here's Foreigner, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
Know what I have in mind, honey, you ought to know. Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW. Some good news for a change. Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, here's your here's definitely a good story to get you started. Matt Queen, owner of Cadillac Matt's Barbershop in Garden City, Idaho, he gives back to his community by offering free haircuts to veterans twice a month. During his most recent free haircut day, Matt and his staff provided haircuts, hot towel shaves, and even had some volunteer barbers from other shops donate their time so that they could accommodate more vets. Matt said that veterans mean a lot to him. It's a family tradition, as a matter of fact. His grandpa was a vet, his dad was a vet, and he said several clients have been vets. So he also said that his grandfather was a barber for 55 years as well, and he would go over to the VA and he'd give haircuts to the vets all the time. So he wants to carry on that tradition, and he is as well. So I guess you could say a big salute to you, Matt.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 715-447-7752. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 715-447-7752. That's 715-447-7752.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road. Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
CFW.
Chumbawamba tub thumping 105.7 CFW. There you go. That'll get your day started doing a little tub thumping. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. It's the 26th of February. Coming up in just a few minutes, a woman puts up one of those, you know, a poster looking for her cat that had disappeared. Wait till you hear what happened because of that poster. All right? We see those all the time. Apparently in London, things are a little different over there. All right? I'll explain to you in a few. Right now, Billy Ocean, 105.7 CFW. Good morning. Stop. 7 CMW Tears for Fears and Shout. It's Mike along with you as we're moving through this Wednesday morning together. Hey, I want to remind you, you can help out the March for Meals fundraising with the ADRC of Eau Claire County is happening now. You can donate money and help out with Meals on Wheels for area seniors. And did you know, no, I'm not saying that you have to donate this much, but did you know that if you could donate $125, that sponsors 25 meals? That's pretty incredible. If you'd like to donate, of course, like I said, you don't have to donate that much, but if you want to donate something and help out, you can go to eauclairecounty.gov, click on the Health and Family tab, and that'll tell you all about the Meals on Wheels if you want to help out with that. Or you could call 715-839-4886, and if you miss that number or you want to get it, if you want to drop me a text through the Civic Media app at 1057CFW, just say, hey, Mike, I missed that number, that info about Meals on Wheels. I'll be glad to fire that back to you. As a matter of fact, you should have that Civic Media app on your smartphone. That's a good reason, you know, in case you want to text, you got a question about something. Also, use that, use the feature on there where you can email us. Maybe your organization or you've got an event going on, you want us to pass the word. By all means, let us know and we'll do that. Here's the Goo Goo Dolls now, 1057 CFW.
Turn away. should lose, tossed along the way. Letters that you never meant to send, get lost or thrown away.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? There is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night. Can't help recalling how it felt.
Snake and Eyes, 105.7 CMW. Mike, along with you. 36 is the temp. I've got roads are wet. We've got a little bit of light precipitation happening in the form, basically in the form of like some light rain showers, some kind of a misty thing going on this morning. Hopefully temps are enough above the freezing mark so that you don't have any scattered slippery spots. But I suppose it is possible in some areas, so do keep that in mind as you take off this morning. But we are headed into the upper 40s. We'll talk more details in the forecast coming up in a bit. All right, here's a woman in London. She puts up one of those posters, you know, saying her kitty cat is missing. I think we've seen those around from time to time. She was eventually reunited with her cat, so that's a good thing. However, she also received a $150 fine for violating London's rule, which bans flyers and graffiti. So she got the cat back, cost her $150, though, because of the poster. See, to me, it would be worth it. I would pay the fine. However, I guess, can we deduce from that that in London, that's where the story came from, in London, they don't like people and they don't like pets. Is that what we can deduce from that? No, what they don't like is stuff sticking on poles. I got it. Okay.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Looking to rent out farmland? Why not rent your land to Peck Farms for a year? You'll see why landowners enjoy partnering with Peck Farms year after year to improve soil health, fertility, and sustainability. To learn more, call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772, or email markpeck302@gmail.com. Partner with Peck Farms, because great farming starts with great partnerships.
T-Mobile 5G home internet keeps getting better. Get our fastest connection loaded with benefits. Get T-Mobile's best home internet starting at $55 a month with auto pay and any voice line. Plus, price lock. We won't raise your rate on internet. Check availability at T-Mobile.com/home internet.
Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. Guarantees regular monthly rate plan price of fixed wireless 5G internet data with qualifying service. After $15 bill credit with postpaid voice line plus $5 a month without auto pay with debit or bank account. Regulatory fees included for qualifying accounts. $35 connection charge applies. Speeds vary due to factors affecting cellular networks.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study conducted by Texas Electricity Ratings found Wisconsin has one of the lowest average electric costs in the country. Wisconsin ranked fifth for lowest average cost of electric bills at roughly $119 per month. Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, and Illinois were the only states to rank higher, with Utah's average electric bill coming in at just $93. Researchers used data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration as part of their analysis into varying utility costs for people considering relocation to a different state. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new office to oversee the Wisconsin Department of Corrections in his budget. $2 million of his proposed two-year budget would be used to create an 11-person ombudsperson's office. The office would be tasked with investigating complaints about the status of corrections facilities, as well as instances of abuse, unfair acts, or violations of rights. Prison reform activists have repeatedly called for such an office, but some Republican lawmakers have pushed back on its potential structure. Wisconsin has officially joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Milk Testing Strategy. The program is meant to track bird flu through raw milk samples as the highly contagious virus continues to spread across the country. Officials are still working to determine how and when testing will be conducted. The virus has not yet been detected in Wisconsin's dairy cows, but has appeared in a few bird flocks. Barron County also saw the first human case of bird flu in the state just weeks ago after a worker came into contact with an infected flock. The Rice Lake City Council is considering amending their budget to create two new positions. City officials say an assessment last year recommended that they hire a city planner and a finance account manager. The city planner position would oversee various projects to improve efficiency and keep them in line with the city's long-term goals. The finance account manager would handle things like budget preparations and financial reporting. The city council would need to reallocate some financial resources to pay for the new positions. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Showers are likely this morning, and then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 42. On Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
CFW.
Summer Dancing Queen 105.7 CFW. Mike along with you on this, the 26th of February. Good morning if you're just getting your day started. Hope it's going to be a great Wednesday for you. Today, the 26th, did you know that it's National Letter to an Elder Day? Yes, you should write out a letter to an older member of your family and actually send a handwritten letter to them. I think that would be nice to do that. If you don't have someone in your family, you know, maybe reach out to one of the area senior centers or one of the nursing homes or something like that. You know, I'm sure that you could maybe get the first name of someone that's a resident there and then write out a letter, maybe even start kind of a pen pal thing. I'll bet they would appreciate that immensely, don't you think? That would be pretty cool to do that for someone. I'll bet you would definitely make their day. It's Mike along with you, up and at it. Here we go. Thanks for letting me get the day started with you. I appreciate it. Here's Talking Heads, 105.7 CFW.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, same as it ever was.